6.
A 13-year-old Kansas City girl wins the National Spelling Bee with a 9-letter word. She nailed it. We're going to tell you all about that coming up around the bend. Are you a good speller? Did you have trouble in spelling, or did you ace it as well? In the day of Internet access the way it is now with kids on the computer, I think it's a pretty big accomplishment. Also, when we go to Sports Shorts, Woody Austin, Steve Stricker, and, of course, Tim Clark split the lead at the Colonial in Fort Worth, Texas. I happen to spend the day out there. I'll share my observations on that event, what's it like to be out at a PGA tournament, what the crowd was like, that kind of stuff. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We will lighten the load as we swing into the weekend. There are some movies that are out, none that are giant. We just had a whole bunch of big releases. Angels and Demons was one, of course. We had Monsters vs. Aliens. That was another big release, what, a month ago. And there have been a slew of others, too, including Star Trek. So this is soft openings, I think, of some pretty independent-type films. But you might dig the indies. So we're going to preview a couple of them coming up around the bend for you. Oil's at 65 on the New York Mercantile Exchange. What does that mean to you and me? Have you noticed? And, of course, it normally does go up after Memorial Day and right before it. So gasoline, a little bit more expensive. Anybody feeling the pinch? Highest spots, always the same. Chicago, Los Angeles, San Francisco. And what's up with these nutballs calling 911 when they're at places like McDonald's and they're upset over orange juice? Like the police, which have been thinned down a lot of the departments because they can't afford to have so many cops on patrol anymore with the tax base shrinking, you have idiots calling 911 over orange juice? Believe it or not, that's not our blunder of the day, however. Ooh, we got a doozy for you. We've been talking about this all week long. What's happening with North Korea and Kim Jong-il after the nuclear test? And North Korea, of course, now threatening, as of a couple days ago, to go after U.S. ships and South Korean ships that may try to stop any of the North Korean ships from getting closer and closer to their destination. In other words, bottom line is North Korea is saying South Korea's participation in the U.S.-led, we'll call it proliferation security initiative, is pretty much a prelude to a naval blockade. I think that we're going to see something happen. I think we're going to see some kind of mini naval war go on in those waters, in those western waters out there. Hey, since 53, there's been a truce. I think that truce is about to be broken right in half if North Korea follows through with their threats. I mean, there is more than heightened tensions on the peninsula following those underground nuke tests. And then, of course, the firing of the series of short-range missiles earlier in the week. He just does not care. So John McCain, one of many senators reacting to Kim Jong-il, here's what he said initially about the nuclear tests.
I have to say that I was disappointed in some of the Bush administration's handling of this issue of North Korean nuclear capability. But I believe that this administration is taking it all too lightly. This is very serious. This is a dictator, an Orwellian situation, a dictator who is capable of actions that we cannot predict. There's no doubt that they are the scenario, as you described it at the beginning of the show, is taking place, and there are thousands, I believe 30,000 American troops in South Korea. The North Koreans have the capability of setting Seoul on fire because of their artillery emplacements that on the other side into North Korea. This is of the utmost seriousness. We should act unilaterally and urge the United Nations to act as well, and also with the Japanese, who have some influence. And finally, the Chinese are the ones that have the ability to influence North Koreans. It's time for the Chinese to step up to the plate, and our relations with China should be affected as to how they behave in this crisis.
All right, even more specifics from McCain.
We should reinstate North Korea on the states that sponsor terror list. We should freeze financial assets wherever we can. We should work with the Japanese to prevent transfer of funds to North Korea. I talked about the Chinese. And by the way, the Prime Minister of Israel does not share the President's rather optimistic view about the Iranians and nuclear weapons.
All right, it's all what we've talked about. Pretty much I'm completely on par with what McCain's saying. We've said it now for the past couple of weeks here and beyond that, actually, before that, we've said the same exact things, that the last administration, there was all this rhetoric about sanctions and everything else, and then this administration seemingly saying, I don't know, just tossing it into the wind. You had Hillary Clinton, the U.S. Secretary of State, quotes warning of consequences, but what are those consequences? And the UN Security Council is taking no action. And I agree with McCain. You cannot trust Kim Jong-il. If I was in Japan, I would be worried. Japan has a reason to be worried, and I think McCain's right. We've said this all along. Strangle them off. Cut them off. Don't let them get any of their stuff out. Don't bring any of this stuff in. So sorry. Too bad for you, Kim Jong-il. That's what I would do. You have to eventually go for the jugular, because constantly now, this has been, I think it's been 2.5 years we've been talking about this. It's constantly these threats, these hollow threats, do absolutely nothing. And did you notice that McCain, in that appearance, said he agreed and basically knows that Netanyahu is not happy at all with Iran, and I don't think you're going to see any sort of peace extended, particularly between Ahmadinejad and Iran and Netanyahu and Israel. No, not likely. You could tell that when Benjamin Netanyahu had the meeting, of course, with Barack Obama, a couple of weeks ago, he kind of looked a little sour, playing the game, but not happy at all with what's happening in Iran. And I didn't see him going along with the idea that we're going to figure out a way on the Gaza Strip to create a Palestinian nation and coexist in peace and move things along. And then, of course, similar with what's happening with Iran, to eventually try to broker these talks, but it's not happening. Anyway, we're going to go global for you, of course, here on America Tonight. Also, odds and ends. I mentioned already the fact that you have a 13-year-old winning the National Spelling Bee. Spelling for some was a reason to try to cut class. Spelling for others was a good thing because you'd get the gold star on the paper, right? But as I said, when you're in the era of the computer, what technology gives us, it also takes away. And I think a lot of younger people aren't great spellers because they have spell check. And they don't use the English language, in some cases, correctly. We'll do a little spelling thing a little bit later on ATN. Coming up next, though, the head shrinker for this show, Judith Barr, joins us from Connecticut. Hang on. You're going to love what she has to say.
Have you ever noticed that celebrities are endorsing weight loss products and health aids? Do you think they endorse these products for free? I don't think so. I'm here to tell you, I'm not a celebrity, and Life Change Tea doesn't need one. Think about this. The product speaks for itself. What a concept. Our product works. You get healthy, and you'll lose weight. Summer's coming. Look and feel good. Order now. 928-308-0408. Write this down. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. It's easy. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You have nothing to lose but the excess around your, anyway. Life Change Tea. It speaks for itself. That's GetTheTea.com.
Are you tired of losing your hard-earned savings in retirement? Does the continued loss of purchasing power through the hidden tax of inflation brought on by trillions of dollars in government bailouts bother you? Then please let me, Dwayne Daly, with Midas Resources, help you to protect what you have left. Call me at 800-686-2237 extension 115, and I will explain to you how to retain your wealth and purchasing power now and in the future with gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a form of currency for 6,000 years compared to our present fiat currency, which has only been in existence for 38 years and failing fast. Call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237 extension 115 to start your protection of wealth today. I will custom fit the protection package to your personal needs. No amount is too small, so start today. Call Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources at 800-686-2237 extension 115 for your gold and silver protection portfolio.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
America Tonight, hanging out with you, coast to coast, everywhere in between and beyond. All right, I told you a little bit about what was on the menu tonight. Of course, we're going to go global. Of course, we're going to throw somebody in a dungeon. I actually haven't done that in a couple of days, but there's just too many nuts floating around. There's got to be somebody we can heave in there, right? In fact, some of you have sent me a list. Yeah. So I'm going to make certain that we go over the list and comb through it and see if we can come up with the right person to shove in there. In the meantime, one of the candidates would be, I think anybody that does anything to animals or kids would make the top of my list. Well, more than 400 dogs, yeah, did you hear the story, including three puppies, were removed from a puppy mill that's being called one of the worst cases of animal abuse ever seen by lots of animal groups and state officials in Washington. They're saying it was shocking, heartbreaking, just bloody awful. Dogs were found living in wooden crates, shopping carts, makeshift kennels, just caked with feces, and detectives had to wear gloves and booties on their shoes before walking onto the property. It was that bad. All the dogs, of course, after that are going to need all kinds of medical attention, let's face it. They're going to have extensive treatment. Some of the dogs were suffering from malnutrition. Others had urine burns, overgrown nails, all that stuff. I mean, just awful. Here's the thing. I think when someone does this, you really do need to put them away and lock them away for a good long time. Let them feel what that's like. 66-year-old Ella Stewart, and the kennel was Sun Valley Kennel. That's who was picked up. I mean, when you have a cop that's breaking down in tears, a guy saying it's just so shocking, you know it's bad. And you hear about these puppy mills, and luckily I've never been in one. So Stewart pleaded not guilty to one misdemeanor count of second-degree animal cruelty. If convicted, it's just 90 days in jail, a $1,000 fine. I think they need to slap some additional charges on this woman. What do you think? 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Matt, I know that you didn't grow up with dogs, but you and I have talked about dogs a bunch on this show, and a lot of people listening to America Tonight are dog owners, or at least dog lovers and or animal lovers, and every once in a while we have something like this happen, and people just blow out the phone lines to talk about it. I think these puppy mills are just awful. But you listen to a little bit about what I said, and when you have a sheriff who's just in tears when he's talking about this, you know it's probably worse than you can even imagine. Don't you think 90 days is just too light of a sentence?
Yeah, it seems like it, especially for stuff like Michael Vick, what he got.
Exactly.
I mean, it doesn't really seem comparable at all.
No, so why shouldn't this woman, for the abuse and the havoc she's wreaked on these animals, why shouldn't she suffer the consequences back? I mean, you know, what happened basically is that neighbors started to complain, and she was breeding all kinds of dogs. So you had all those situations, as I said, going on with the malnutrition animals and the urine burns and all that other stuff. And in the meantime, she was trying to breed certain types of dogs, and there was, I mean, it was just so out of control, so awful. So they put all these dogs in these emergency kennels, and you heard me say the amount, 400 dogs. I mean, that is just crazy. It wouldn't have, if it was a small amount, it would still be awful. But 400 dogs, wow. Wow. So I got to think that there's got to be some way that you could beef up a sentence here. There has to be. Throw some more charges at this woman because, you know, who knows how many dogs died in these conditions and how many might still die anyway. For lack of food or other things, because it's obvious with that many, they're not all going to survive. And that's pretty much what I read, too, that you have some that are kind of borderline as to whether or not they're going to survive. Just awful. It's completely, completely unacceptable. Hey, the situation in North Korea is unacceptable as well, and a bunch of you have hit me up with the email. So we're going to go to the inbox because it's overflowing, which means, frankly, that it's telling me I have to delete some of the emails. So that means
mail, mistress.
Yeah, that means mistress has to read some of the emails. I'm sorry I haven't done that here on the air in the last couple of days on America Tonight. Here's one from Prime. Prime says, hey, Kate, you have been talking about North Korea a lot the last couple of days, and you should be. You're absolutely right. Kim Jong-il is on your list of simply flat-out evildoers, and he's on my list, too. But the bottom line is you cannot trust him. They need to cut the rhetoric and do something more serious. Just cut off North Korea. All right, here's another one from Ann. Ann says, thumbs up. I heard you talking the other night about Madonna. I thought it was hilarious when you mentioned about her boy toy. What's the scoop on him? Is he an actor? Is he a musician? What is he? You know what? I think he's just a model. That's it. Maybe a wannabe actor, but just at this point, to my knowledge, he was, I think, a Calvin Klein underwear model. Only 22 years old. Hey, look, live and let live. If she wants to hook up with a 22-year-old and he wants to hook up with her, more power to her, I guess. The fascination over Madonna, I don't get it. I give her credit, though, from the point of view of reinventing herself. Because how many decades has Madonna been around? That she just turned 50? And she's been able to still draw a crowd when it comes to concerts or producing an album or doing something controversial, whatever it is. She finds a way, right, to sell herself. But the nonsense with her husband and then the stuff with Alex Rodriguez, who I'm not a big A-Rod fan anyway after this whole steroid stuff. I mean, before that, it was dicey, but then you find out about the steroid use and everything else that happened in his world. And, of course, Madonna was part of not the steroid thing, but Madonna was part of the A-Rod bubble. Oh, she was mysteriously in the Hamptons, and ah, there's Alex Rodriguez suddenly behind her, and oh, his wife is having a baby, and he flew down for 5 seconds, and next thing you know, they're divorced. And I don't care. I don't care about that stuff other than to say it just adds to all of the Madonna lore, right? Bottom line. Here's one from Jake listening to us on KJCE. Jake sends us a lot of emails. I love Jake's emails along with Dennis McMahon in Vermont. He sends us clever emails, too. And Jake says this. Hi, Kate. I've been listening to the show for a very, very long time, as you know. It's interesting what you said the other night about Sonia Sotomayor. I think you're dead on right. Couldn't we ever just have someone be nominated by a president and have them come before the microphones and tell the American people, this is simply the right person for the job. You can check all the credentials, but this is the right person. Does it always have to be about somebody being a woman, a minority, filling a void? You get where I'm going with this. Hey, if she fills the void and she's good, I have no problem with that. But what has she done? You talked about some of her cases and said, in fact, some of them had been reversed by the Supreme Court. Where does she stand on some of the, as you called them, thornier issues? Let's talk more about this on the show. I know you've been talking about it for the last couple of days. All right, it's interesting. That's what's happening now. The abortion issue, of course, has come front and center, and you're going to hear that when the Senate gets a hold of her. Ultimately, the true take on this judge is if she gets on the Supreme Court, if she becomes Supreme Court justice, which I think is a shoo-in, I don't think there's going to be too much objection, really. There will be scrutiny and all that other sort of stuff when the cameras are rolling and the hearings begin. But you just, there's, first of all, you look at the makeup of who's making the decision, and I can't see it. So if we go in this direction, though, and we talk about it, I've heard from a couple of different people in Washington, and we're going to have some people on next week who know a lot about her, but that she's really more of a moderate liberal, if you want to throw a label on her. And some of her decisions have shown that, of the hundreds of things that she's had rulings on. We'll talk more about that coming up later on here on America Tonight.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
I was drinking more than I should, and I knew it. I just made excuses and wrote it off as stress from work or problems at home. I thought I was functional. But then I realized that just being functional wasn't any kind of life at all. That's when I heard about a free CD from the National Institute for Alcohol Recovery. Turns out it's different from anything else out there, including 12-step or hypnosis. It's based on the latest research, and it really turned things around for me.
This free alcohol recovery CD tells you about everything you need to succeed in the privacy of your own home. We guarantee it. We are so sure of your success with our alcohol recovery program that if you can find a better home recovery program anywhere, we'll pay for it. So you have absolutely nothing to lose. For a free CD, call 1-800-309-0958. That's 1-800-309-0958. 1-800-309-0958.
Has your Fido been a Dumbo? Animal Talk can bring out the Einstein in your dog. 800-259-9231, going to help you with your pet. 800-259-9231. Whatever the problem is, pet professionals, ready and willing to help you out. We're here. We're here for you. Just trying to share the good feelings and the love. And on that topic, we are talking to the editor of the Chicken Soup for the Soul, Amy Newmark. She's the editor of the two latest editions to come out. Chicken Soup for the Soul, it is Loving Our Cats, and Chicken Soup for the Soul, Loving Our Dogs. Each is 101 stories of the best of the best dog and cat stories in the whole Chicken Soup library. And Amy pulled these together. Amy, thanks so much for being with us. And before we went to the break, my question to you was, where do the stories come from? And you said that these are real stories from real everyday people. And if someone has a really moving story, you said they can go to the website and submit them somehow. Can you explain that to us again? And then you said coming from that, we have something new on the horizon as well?
Absolutely. You can go to chickensoup.com, and it's very easy to use, and you will be able to click on buttons that take you to the Submit a Story part of our website. Very easy to use. And we're currently collecting stories for our next dog and cat books, which will be called What I Learned from the Dog and What I Learned from the Cat. So those will be coming out in another year or so. So, yeah, submit those. In the meantime, if you read Loving Our Dogs and Loving Our Cats, you'll see what we really consider to make a good Chicken Soup story, because these are the best stories from our library in these two current books.
Now, does someone have to be a professional writer or even a good writer to submit a story?
We have some stories that come in very well written where we don't have to do much, but I must say that we have other stories that come in where the story itself is compelling, but the writing is not great, and we will go in and be your editor, and we will make the story great for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we publish it, It will be copyrighted in your name, and you will own this story that was edited by us.
Well, that's
wonderful. It's yours.
Okay.
We will do that for you. We're happy to do that for you. Great stories can always be edited.
Well, because a lot of times, I mean, some of these stories, they just really, I mean, some of them are like, well, what were you thinking? For one, like the $100,000 stray cat that people put together a garden and an outdoor cat run
yes.
and all kinds of stuff, and it was a free stray cat that ended up costing them over $100,000.
We're all crazy about our pets.
Oh, yeah. No, but it happens. But then there's some other ones where, you know, it really pulls at your heartstring that these pets, the love that people have for their pets have actually, the doctors have credited the companionship of these animals to people's, survival and recovery from cancer and all sorts of things.
Well, there was a great story in the dog book. A woman said that her poodle, which was normally very well-behaved, and this was an older woman, her poodle went crazy one day, started sniffing her chest, pawing at her chest, then went to the other side of the room, came running across the room, and leaped against her chest. Hurt her badly, but she realized when the poodle hit her chest, it hurt a lot more than it should have hurt.
Right.
And she went to the doctor, and it turned out she had a tumor in there that was attached to the wall of something in her chest, and they never would have seen it.
Oh, wow.
With a normal scan, but by the poodle jumping against it, the poodle broke the tumor off the wall that was concealing it, and they caught her cancer. And they said that if she had gone another 6 months, which is when they would have caught it,
right.
She would have died.
Wow.
Yeah. I actually saw that interview before I read that story a while ago. That was quite a while ago when that happened. And I tell people about that when I'm doing my dog training classes, and it's in the book. And that was like, oh, hey, that's familiar. I remember this.
I've seen a lot of stories about dogs and cats sniffing out tumors. They
mm-hmm.
can tell.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Some find seizures. They can find just about anything. It's truly amazing what they're capable of.
All right.
We do have some stories in Loving Our Dogs about seizure dogs that know when someone's going to have a seizure, and they make the person lie down so the person will have the seizure in a safer setting.
They're truly amazing. Amy Newmark, the editor of Chicken Soup for the Soul, Loving Our Cats, and Loving Our Dogs. My dog and my cat are not loving each other right now. But Amy, besides the dogs and the cats that we have collected here, what other kind of animal stories come into the Chicken Soup for the Soul?
We get some other animal stories, and I'd really love to use them. I have my own story that I want to write about.
Yeah.
I was totally insane when I had gerbils.
Oh.
I got divorced, and I did the normal thing with the kids, and I promised them a trip to Disney World, a tire swing, and gerbils.
Okay.
we got two female gerbils, and a couple of months later, they had a litter, because, of course, one of them was just not well endowed, but he was definitely a male.
Okay.
And
Brad,
so
is that possible?
This is so insane. The pet store said they'd take back the male, but my kids were heartbroken.
Oh, yeah.
So I found a vet who could perform microsurgery on a gerbil.
Uh-huh.
And I actually signed up to have a $500 vasectomy on a $7 gerbil.
Oh.
We'll do anything for kids and pets,
right? Oh, we will.
But the day of the surgery, I realized I was sitting with my legs crossed really tight for hours. So I canceled the vasectomy. I just felt really bad about it.
Oh.
We ended up having 62 gerbil babies.
Oh.
I know. I got really good at adopting them out.
I guess.
Every time we had babies, I'd make the kids take them to school for show and tell.
Oh,
mothers would call, like, my kid wants a gerbil.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. But they're very social animals, and you can only take them in twos.
Ah.
But anyway, I think we will have to do a general pet book also so that we have stories not just about cats and dogs. So that will be coming in Chicken Soup for the Soul's future.
Oh, absolutely. I just love to hear it. Because, I mean, the pet world, I mean, just at Brad's house alone, there's a menagerie of critters. So I'm sure you could accommodate a book
Oh, yeah.
For just your house.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. All right. Amy Newmark, editor of Chicken Soup for the Soul. And what is the one website, the one stop shop for people getting information about these books and the other Chicken Soup books?
Chickensoup.com.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Nice and simple.
All right. And these are on the shelves now. And if anybody has a story they'd like to share with us tonight, feel free to give us a call, 800-259-9231. Or, of course, you can always visit the Chicken Soup website, chickensoup.com, and submit your own story. How many stories do you get, would you say, in a year?
Oh, boy. I'll tell you.
Or is it easier to count by the month?
Well, I'll tell you what we have in the database right now for the upcoming dog and cat books.
Mm.
When I looked a few weeks ago to see what was in there, we had 3,600 dog stories.
Wow.
2,500 cat stories.
So as an editor, you're never short on something to read on the airplanes and in the doctor's office and on the couch on the weekend, are you?
I read all the time, but I love it. Stories are so wonderful, and I feel so good about making these books.
Wonderful. Amy, thanks so much for being with us today. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good evening. 800-259-9231. Jamie, Donna, Dr. Brad, Animal Talk. It's America's Pet Show.
Okay, I should hang up.
Get placed into foster family homes or adopted. Here is the part that will just blow your mind. Last year, Irina was up for the Nobel Peace Prize. She was not selected. Al Gore won for a slideshow on global warming.
Mm-hmm.
Is that enough to just make you want to flip over?
Oh, yeah, and that's a true story, of course. And it's heartbreaking.
Who are the Nimrods? Who yeah. are responsible for picking out or for selecting the recipients of the...
Yes, sir.
Who are these idiots?
They're the same ones who chose Kofi Annan, who let all the tutus die, when he wouldn't send help. The same ones over and over. They're the same people over and over that still give these phonies, these hypocrites, the Nobel Peace Prize. It's a joke.
It's a total joke. Very sad. But, I mean, when you look at someone like her displaying amazing courage, rare courage, knowing she was risking her life and getting caught and then breaking her legs and arms and beating her within an inch of death, and she still managed to find homes or foster places for 2,500 kids, and that wasn't worth a Nobel Peace Prize? That wasn't worth a German helping save all these Jews? Unbelievable.
She was alive as well when Al Gore got the prize. She was alive. She died shortly after. So she knew before she died that, and many, many people were upset about that. And that story was suppressed as well in the mainstream media about people. People finally saw through it and said, this is an outrage that Al Gore is getting this for a slide, when Irene Sandler is here.
Well, and he was getting it for a slide based on fraud and faulty science, not even worth the Mad Magazine review.
Exactly.
And we know that now because of the 30,000-plus scientists who've signed this petition saying it's bunk, it's not real. It's not based on real science. When you have 30,000, and there's more now from what Dr. Art Robinson told me just a few days ago. He said I think there's 31,000 now saying that it's not real, it's not factual, it cannot happen. So we have a Congress that is still trying to push forth cap and trade. I would call that stealing when it's not based on any science. That's stealing from the American people. We'll be right back at you.
No, this is not American Idol, so keep your shirt on and keep your powder dry. Dr. Lori Roth will be back in just mere moments.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Weekend here for some people. It was only a 4-day work week, so that's not bad. It probably went pretty quickly, I'm thinking. Tuesday's tough after you come off of a 3-day weekend, but once you get back into it, it sails by, I think. Kate, of course, here on America Tonight. Thanks for all the emails, by the way. Boy, you are blowing up my emails. AmericaTonight.net. I made a joke of it, but I was serious about this. It has a little thing that goes across, and it tells you 80% full, 90% full, danger, danger. And I had to weed a bunch of emails out. Nutty. Kay is listening to us in Pennsylvania on WESB. I love that station. Hey, Kay, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. It's good to hear from you. What do you want to talk about, Kay?
I missed you talking about the natural disasters.
The natural disasters. Did I mention that again tonight? You know how I always say that there's always a natural disaster somewhere in the country. The thing that I was talking about earlier wasn't a natural disaster. It was the whole puppy mill thing. Did you hear about that? Did you hear me talk about the 400 dogs that they picked up from the Washington puppy mill? As far as natural disasters, the biggest thing we have going on that could be scary, Kay, is that we have this tropical depression that's forming in the Atlantic, and they don't think that there's a big threat anytime, for this to land, But the hurricane season has officially begun, and they're predicting a doozy of a hurricane season, if that means anything. This depression has winds of about 35 miles an hour. It'll be a tropical storm in the next couple of days. Could hit land pretty much, you know, looking at some of the northeast areas, but they don't think it's going to amount to much. So I guess we get a break on that one, Kay.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, thank goodness. Because we've had, what have we had this year that Kay's right, I say this all the time. We either have wildfires because of the Santa Ana winds in California, or we've got mudslides going on, or we have tornadoes in the Midwest, in the South. Actually, tornadoes are showing up all over the place.
Exactly.
We've had the floods. Remember the floods? Dakota slammed with North Dakota, getting slammed by the flooding. Iowa exactly. Had a similar problem a year ago. It's been pretty brutal. So cross your fingers, Kay, that nothing horrible happens in Pennsylvania.
Amen.
Have a good one.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Yeah. Matt, I hope I don't somehow anger Mother Nature, but I was got pretty famous for a while for saying every other night, no kidding, I really could point to a disaster somewhere in the country. But right now I think all is quiet.
Well, let's hope you don't predict anything evil happening anymore.
That's right.
You're going to be predicting the end of the world and stuff?
No. No, this isn't a conspiracy theory show.
The 20-year flood.
I'm not going to do that.
The wrath of God coming down upon you.
It's not the Madam Cleo show. I'm not going to do that. Oh, that's a good idea, though. Call us at 800-259-5791, and I'll give you my prediction on what our next natural disaster is going to be in this country. But, I mean, you know, oddly enough, there was amazing severe weather and storms that seemed to whip up every single night when I was on the air for the longest time. Even if you could take the winter, you could take the spring. In the Missouri area, there was so much icing that you have down power lines and big chunks of power outages all over the place. St. Louis and pretty much all over the state of Missouri and Illinois got slammed with it, too. And
you got
the
people
airport
from Vegas
delays.
Calling you up about where to place the next natural disaster bet.
That's right. I mean, they're going to have an...
the bookies are calling you up.
Yeah, at Bally's, they're going to put a special little thing up
the
for
Kate
me
Delaney
on the board.
Special.
That's right. Do you want the Kate Delaney special? Where is the next natural disaster? It's nutty. Nutty, I tell you. Don't worry, Kay, though. If we do have one, we will absolutely be talking about it because, yeah, it seems like when I'm on the air, it happens. But this one, no, I don't think anything's supposed to happen, supposed to dissipate. So that's the good news. It's just there is this tropical depression, and it does symbolize the fact that, oh, yeah, hurricane season begins on Monday. Officially Monday is hurricane season. Yep. Hey, this is something that I got an email from one of the listeners listening to us on WVMT in Vermont. And we've had a bunch of people on. We had Clint David on, an attorney, talking about some of the scams that are happening that people fall for. And somebody sent me a link to, I think, one of the craziest things that I've ever seen, a check scam. People getting wired or getting sent these checks. So they get these fake checks. And about 1.3 million people have fallen for it. Yeah. And the average victim gets taken for about $3,000 to $4,000. So I'm wondering, what happens? You get this unexpected check or a money order for thousands of dollars in the mail. And so you don't question it. You think you've won a contest or you've hit the jackpot in a lottery or you think it's payment for something. And, you know, and that's what they do. They play on that. They make those things up as to what it is. And once it's wired, it's gone. So the scam is so successful because people mistakenly believe that when you deposit a check or a money order, your bank confirms that it's good before letting you withdraw the money. And most believe they wouldn't be held responsible if the check or the money order turned out to be counterfeit. But that's wrong, because you are responsible for it. So here's what the rub is. When a bank says a check is cleared, it, of course, means you have access to the money there, right? If it doesn't, it means the check is good. If the check bounces, which could take a few days or maybe weeks, you have to repay your bank for any of the money you withdrew. So bogus checks could really be used for anything, right? All they have to do is come up with a story and get you to bite as to why they sent you a sizable check and why you should cash it and wire them the money. So prizes, lottery scams, mystery shopper scams, that's another one that they do. Here's the bottom line. Nothing is for free. Nothing is for free. No legitimate company, by the way, would ever have you accept a job that requires you to cash, for you to cash a check and wire money. None. Zero. So I hope if you're listening to me and this happens to you, just keep this in mind. Don't accept this, because you don't, why would you wire somebody money? You don't know them. Why would you wire them the money? It's not legitimate. You're being set up. I can't even believe they get away with this. Especially to the amount, 1.3 million people falling for it. Wow. That might be the biggest scam of, well, not the biggest scam of all time, but that might be the easiest money of all time. I mean, why would you ever agree to cash checks and send the money somewhere as part of a job from working from home? It's not legitimate. And if you get something and you think it could be, then there's an easy way around it. You take it to the Federal Trade Commission, the Postal Inspection Service, or some other source. Because why would somebody give you a check or money order for something and then ask you to do it and, you know, send them the money in return? In fact, they even have a website for you. This link is fakechecks.org. So the usual three W's, fakechecks.org. And you can figure out there how to protect yourself. Just remember, if you're listening to us and you get one of those in the mail, and a lot of people have, don't fall for whatever the pitch is. Now, I may have gotten one of those in the mail now that I think about it. But I'm sure I tossed it right away because somebody wants me to send them money and I have no clue. What are you talking about? You're going to give me this check? Yeah. Does not add up. Be careful.